text. In Jesus' name. Vindication. That's what it's all about. We want to be vindicated. We want to be proven right. We want to be proven right before God and before our neighbor. We want people to know that we were not wrong. We may have been wrong, but we were not wrong. Sometimes in our not so subtle attempts to justify ourselves, we actually accuse God. We believe the devil's lie that what we do is hidden from the Lord, and that our just claims are passed over by God. This is a form of self-righteousness. Today, God calls upon each of us to repent of such righteousness, for that righteousness cannot save you. One of the major demands of the economic system of our country is let the buyer beware. A second one is if the deal sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Here then is the deal. All your debts are canceled. All you owe to anyone is dismissed. You owe nothing. You pay no one. And all of this is free to you. No, I am not talking about a new government program. Nor am I talking about something that is free of cost. But what I am saying is that the cost in this instance is not paid by you. Too good to be true, you say. Isaiah reminds us that your way is not hidden from the Lord. Now that might be a very scary thing to know that the omniscient God actually knows all. That your way is not hidden, at least from God. What you do, what you say, what you even think is not hidden from the Lord. Now man looks upon that which he sees, the outward appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart and the mind. And those who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, lest their works be reproved. The fact is that the Lord knows all the works of darkness, whether you see them or not. Your way is not hidden, even if it is hidden to man, or at times even to yourself. The darkness you have done, have spoken, have thought is on plain display to God, as if it is done in the middle of broad daylight in the public square. Your sin is known, even the sin that you yourself may not be aware of. Those sins are known to God. He sees you as someone to do. What to? What would God do? To punish? To rebuke? To damn? To abandon in hell? To hold accountable? No, indeed, though all of those would properly be the case, though all who sin should spend eternity in hell, Christ has paid for all your sin. In Christ, God sees you as one who has been redeemed, that is, bought back, one for whom there is a washing, a cleansing, for you are one that he loves and desires to restore. God commends his love to you, and that when you were yet sinners, Christ died for you. Because all of the filth that is upon you has been carried by Christ, it is, in fact, no longer upon you. And in holy baptism, you have received the perfect cleansing wrought by Christ's blood. And in the words of the absolution spoken to you today, through this unworthy servant, you will return to that baptismal relationship which God established with you. The wonderful thing about God's omniscience, about his knowing and seeing all, is that your way is not hidden to his grace. Certainly your sin is not hidden to his law and his wrath in the sense that you can Shall be yours, knowing that his body and blood choice.